You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to another episode of Drunken Confessions, a show for the bold and the brave, the drunk and the seasoned, where you tell stories your best friends already know, you may not want your family to ever hear, but always makes for a great conversation. Raise a glass or more, we don't judge, every week for Drunken Confessions.
So how are you doing tonight, Amy?
I'm excellent as of now. I've had a few beers in me. I got my Jaeger bomb.
That's good.
So welcome to Drunken Confessions, episode 53.
Especially tonight.
Yes, how are you doing?
Are we still freezing up on you?
I'm peachy. I'm actually doing really well tonight, so.
Yeah, you guys are both frozen right now.
See, it says my internet's, saying my internet's unstable, but I'm seeing you just fine, Amy, just not them. Same with you?
Mine is fine. They're freezing a lot. So let's just roll with it. So tonight, episode 53 of Drunken Confessions, it is your host, Cass and Amy, and we have our enabler, Dave, with us, and we have,
as long as I'm not freezing, yes,
Jamie and Matt from the Man Cave.
Yay.
Hooray.
We are missing Stephanie and Jeremy tonight.
Where's Jeremy?
Yes. So, other than that, though,
Jeremy's inside playing video games with his brother online, so he's just doing his own thing tonight, which totally fine.
Makes perfect sense.
Yes.
So how's everybody's day been? Week been? Whatever been?
It's okay. He's allowed to have
Jeremy time?
He's allowed to have nights without us.
Right.
Yes, and we're allowed to have nights without him. It happens. So, but thank everyone for joining us. How are you guys doing over there in Middle Eastern food land?
Good. We're live, as Jamie put it, from the Podcast Detroit bunker. So here we are in my basement.
All right.
Yeah.
You guys have enough food in you.
From you guys instead of actually looking at you.
I love being in the bunker.
Yeah, hopefully you guys will be nice and full and happy.
We are, yeah. You know, food. Yeah, food was exactly what I needed, especially since for their show, which is going to be
going to offset all the bourbon you guys are drinking.
Yeah, exactly. That's the game plan. I've got the shutdown bourbon that I had picked up, and Jamie's got the other single barrel, barrel strength death bourbon. So we're going to see how that goes. My prediction, pain.
I'm expecting to burn.
The last man standing tonight?
One can only hope. I'm hoping all my years of training will carry me through the chaos tonight.
You have, bed set up for them?
I've got pull-out couches down here, just in case.
Might need it.
So what's on the agenda
again,
for the show?
Welcome, Jamie and Matt, to Drunken Confessions.
Thank you. I always love being here.
We are talking tonight about
first.
The lag is so bad. I feel like I'm
talking
over people.
Here, let me go ahead and just talk for a second. I'm going to hop out and hop back in.
I'm
here.
Okay with that. I know.
Any better?
Oh, look, Dave's just now a co-host.
Oh, yeah, no, that's actually 100% better, Dave.
All right, cool.
Much better.
All right, so
look at me. I'm the host now.
I have
we have
control.
I'm sorry. The joke's not getting old yet.
No, it's totally old. Stop.
All right, I'll stop now. Go ahead, Amy. I'll stop. I'll behave, maybe.
Okay.
All right, so tonight's topic is what is the best way to spice up a long-term relationship? And we have the top five ways to do this. And what we want is we want Dave and Jamie and Dave to I'm sorry, I said that twice. I totally
messed that up. Dave, Jamie, Dave.
Yeah, I totally did.
That's exactly how you spice it up. You do a Dave, Jamie, Dave, and it is spicy. Right,
that's exactly how that works, yeah.
Yeah, so we want these three guys' opinions.
My name's Bob.
These three?
Right.
That's good.
If you agree or disagree. So, Cass, what is your number five?
All right, so we did the top five. I read through a lot, and I came up with, like, my own kind of top five here. So, best ways to spice up a long-term relationship, especially stuck in COVID right now, where you're kind of stuck with people, whether you want to be or not. So, number five is dopamine levels. You got to get your dopamine levels up and you get them up together. Because, you know, if you can get it up together, it always makes a big difference. So to do that, you're going to want to do things that you don't normally do. You know, maybe try a new sport together, tennis, skydiving. I like to ride motorcycles. That's where I get my dopamine fix.
Yeah, but you know, I think we've all discussed if at first you don't succeed, then skydiving probably isn't for you.
True.
Like, which could be better because you're moving over water.
Right.
we like to try new medications together.
Right.
That's hot.
So,
does recreational drugs count?
Yeah, it's not for recreation though.
So, what's number four on your list?
I'm sorry. Are you talking about like the little blue pill? Are you talking about like little blue pills?
If only. I'm still young enough. I don't need it. Knock on wood.
Yeah, exactly.
Good to know. That's a later question, though. Oh. We'll get to that question later. All right. Number four, unplug. Get rid of all your electronics, your cell phones, all that stuff, and just spend a day together without any kind of electronics. That's number four.
Which I totally agree with.
Who does that?
I totally agree with that because I'm stuck at home 5 days all by myself. Jeremy's still working. I'm stuck in the house. So Saturday and Sunday come along. He gets up. I don't want him on his phone. Like, let's go do something together. Like, I've been going crazy. So I totally agree with that one.
All right. Number three, do something without them. Go on vacation, go overnight somewhere, just kind of do a little separation thing to give yourself absence makes the heart grow fonder. What do you guys think of that one?
Well, if you're with somebody 24/7, you don't have anything to talk about, right? So, I mean, you take a little time apart, and then you have stories to come back and share.
Right. Go on vacation by yourself. Have you guys ever done that, gone on vacation by yourself?
Yes, I have. Every winter, I go out west and go skiing.
I did too once.
Mm-hmm. I go to, like, conferences, teacher conferences, or things like that. You know, not necessarily just a vacay on my own.
It's not really vacation, though.
She went down to visit a girlfriend. The way I do it, it is.
Thanks.
But, yeah, she did that. She went down to spend time with a girlfriend. I'm trying to think if I've done a...
Yeah, I went to Arizona.
No, I mean, with me, it's usually Comic Cons. Like con weekends are when I'm getting my, away, drunk fest. Yeah, nerdgasms.
My time off is when Jeremy goes hunting. So hunting season is Amy's time to be free.
What do they call them? Deer widows or what are they called?
Yeah, I'm those conventions, but I go visiting. I went down to Myrtle Beach for a few days by myself. That was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that. I mean, completely by myself. No girlfriend, no nothing. It was just me. It's kind of nice. All right, number two. Write down a sexual fantasy. Now, mind you, it has to be something your partner would approve of. Like, no saying, like, I want anal if you know your partner's completely against it.
Thank you.
Write down a sexual fantasy. And you're welcome, Amy. That was specifically geared towards you.
Yeah, thank you.
But it has to be something your partner would do. And just try something new in the bed, you know? So that's number two.
I would add on to that. Amy? Actually, I think it's more, it would be more fun if you actually put, like, a few fantasies in, like, a box or something, and you would pull from it. And then,
yeah, like, you can just take your pick.
Yeah. So that would be fun, too.
That's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. And the number one is to focus on yourself. So from everything I read, the best way to gain your partner's attention or to get them more involved with you is to become more involved with yourself.
Is to completely ignore them. Yourself, perfect.
Do yourself up a little bit more. Do what?
Is to completely ignore them. Got it.
It's working for me tonight. I'm just saying.
She's going to get laid after this is over. She's planning on getting totally laid by ignoring here tonight. So.
Just saying. It's, so, my it's my secret alternative here.
Or motive. Our first Drunken Confession to get more audience participation. By audience, I mean you losers over there eating all the Mediterranean food.
All right. So the first Drunken Confession tonight.
And I say losers in the most endearing way.
Oh, we completely took it that way. Absolutely. That's absolutely how we took it. Yeah.
Good.
Okay. So the first Drunken Confession tonight is, if you were a Care Bear, what would you have on your belly and what would be your name and why? And Dave, we're going to start with you.
I'm going to go a pair of handcuffs and I would be Bondage Bear.
And you don't even have like to explain that.
Or you could call it Aftercare Bear. That's the.
Oh. All right, Jamie.
Oh, I don't know. Let's go with a barrel, and I'll be Bourbon Bear.
Bourbon Bear.
Hey, if you care, you bring bourbon.
Well, it's funny you asked that question because just tonight before heading over here, my wife was telling me that we should have a pole in our house somewhere and I should do a striptease. So I guess I'd have a pole on my belly and I'd be a striptease bear.
All right.
Okay, then.
Well, it's just that's the honest to God truth. Hey. That's what happened tonight.
Yes, all right, just out of curiosity, what song would you pick for that? Hold on, I'm asking Matt a follow-up question.
Oh, boy.
What song would you pick?
Which song would I pick?
Mm-hmm.
Heard It Through the Grapevine by Zapp and Roger.
We asked this on a previous.
Yep.
Yeah, we asked this on a previous episode, so.
Yep.
Which one?
Zapp and Roger, Heard It Through the Grapevine.
I didn't know which song.
Heard It Through the Grapevine by Zapp and Roger.
That's interesting.
Matt's microphone is kind of low.
Is it?
Volume.
You got to talk like right into the.
Do I got to be like right here on it?
Well, you want to talk into the front, not the top.
You got to talk into where the logo is.
Or maybe you should just.
There you go. My bad.
Sorry. I'm so out of habit of like having the pre-show chat with everyone.
My bad.
Moving on.
Mine would be this, and it would be Fuck It Bear.
Nice.
Mine would probably be Drunken Confessions logo, which the two beers clinking, and it would be called Cheers, because I just love hanging out and making everybody happy with alcohol.
See, I was expecting a vanilla ice cream cone. I was like a soft serve vanilla ice cream cone. I was.
Yeah. Oh, I like that one even better. Should have done that one, Amy.
Yeah, yours was better.
So moving on, we actually have a little game we're playing today. Uh-oh. We figured that'd be the easiest with some newbies. Oh, should we Now, you guys even want to say where you're from, Matt and Jamie? And I don't mean from like your mom was JJ. I mean, where are you from?
I come from a land far away.
Currently, we both live in Troy.
Yeah.
But not together.
It's not like that.
In spite of all reports,
that's
yeah.
What I mean.
It's not that close of a.
You're still not catching on.
Podcast.
Podcast. What podcast and then, are you from?
Yeah. And the Man Cave Happy Hour. We have a couple of podcasts. Matt and I have the Man Cave Happy Hour we do together. Whiskey, cigars, spirits, the stories that go along with it.
I'm Jamie Flanagan.
And I'm Matt Fox.
All right. Maybe they switched their last name.
So yeah.
I totally know. That's why I dinged the bell.
Okay.
So we have some fun with drinks and people and today we're gonna hurt ourselves with some bourbons, and it's kind of neat. And then we do another one called Animal Talk, another podcast here on the Podcast Detroit Network called Animal Talk, helping people with their pets. We got a vet and a dog trainer. We got an intern, producer.
Sure.
Intern? like Monica Lewinsky kind of thing? Or?
No. Well, she's 20, but...
oh, wait, no. Did she just turn 21? Didn't she just have her 21st birthday?
She can drink now. Yeah, she is 21 now. So, yeah. So, but yeah, so she's Sam's fun. So,
she's a good kid.
She's a hoot.
Yeah. So, it's Animal Talk is it's a riot, too. So...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Man Cave Happy Hour, do you have to have a penis to be on that show?
Absolutely not.
No.
I mean, sometimes you need girls around for the hour to be happy.
Yeah. It's a it's a podcast for everyone.
Yes.
It says right on the banner, podcast for everyone.
Yes. Man, woman.
Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Right. It's a podcast, not a penis cast.
Cheers.
Oh, penis cast is later on tonight.
I mean, the night is young. We'll see.
And the bourbon's flowing.
So. It was fun. Tom made an appearance. That was fun.
Yeah, I saw him wander through.
Hi, Tom.
I wasn't expecting him home this early, but it happens.
The pool boy's running out the back door.
Shit.
Hop on my motorcycle, quick.
What are all these pieces of paper laying around with sexual fantasies written on them? What are they?
That's for my show.
That's what it is.
He totally would believe it. Too. Just saying.
Cass is taking notes.
I am. I do have my paper and pen handy. Just saying. All right. So tonight we're actually playing a game.
Shoot.
Go for it.
All right. Amy?
We're playing COVID Bingo. So all we need to do is Cass is going to ask questions. You have to answer if you did it. I have a score sheet. If you did it, I'm going to give you a point, and the first 1 to 5 wins COVID Bingo.
Oh, good Lord.
Amy, I didn't write down the questions.
I missed that middle part.
Fuck, I have to do everything.
They're going
to
ask us yes or no questions.
Oh, yeah. You wrote them down.
Somebody's like, oh, I didn't have blood rain on my apocalypse bingo card. Was something.
Yeah, I didn't have murder hornets on my
apocalypse bingo card.
No, we're just gonna ask you a question.
I'm
and
gonna
if you've
ask
done it,
questions, and I'm gonna also keep score. So
I can keep score.
I can. I'm gonna point if you have not showered for 3 days in a row.
No.
Yeah. No.
Presently or ever.
No,
during quarantine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, Matt's a yes.
No, that was Jamie.
That was Jamie.
Oh, Jamie is a yes.
Yes.
I'm a no.
I got close. I got close to 3 days, but did not.
Yeah, I was offended myself last week.
You smell something?
It was pretty nasty.
I was like, God damn.
All right. So, has anybody masturbated?
Yes.
More than 3 days a week.
Finish the question, Jamie. Let's finish the question. They walked away. You got to wait for
3 days a week? Or 3 times a day?
That poor ghost, man. All right,
wait. We'll go with 3 days in a week, but if it's more than three times in a day, you get extra points.
What question is that? That poor ghost in the room, man.
I know. My masturbation more than 3 days during three in a week.
Three in a week? Like, who doesn't say yes to that?
Yeah. I said three in a day.
Yeah.
It would be.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you get extra points if it's three in a day, but yes or no, guys.
And then you'll need the penis cast at that point.
Well, over the stretch of the quarantine, three times in the week. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, easily. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It's a yes all around over here.
All right. Mine is a no.
Joker.
spanky.
Big money, no whammies, and stop.
No whammies. Yeah.
No, press your luck, which apparently ABC is bringing back on Sunday.
Who's the best host for Press Your Luck? Who would be a good host? Who would you put on it?
I mean, I'm sure it's probably going to be like Wayne Brady or what's his name from Jim Carrey?
Mario Lopez.
Yeah.
Rename this episode our ADD episode.
Sorry, Joey Fat One. I don't know.
Shit show number two.
Right. I'm way too sober for this episode. So
that's question. Not my fault.
Have you drank before 10 a.m.
Oh, during COVID, before 10 a.m.
Okay, now wait. The answer is yes either way question. Yeah. But are we counting drinking past midnight as drinking before 10 a.m. No. Or is it I have to go to sleep,
wake up in the morning.
Okay. Like I said, the answer is yes either way, but
yeah, there was
the other day, Dave.
Yeah.
There was a mimosa morning.
A good Bloody Mary.
Yep.
There's been a shower beer involved.
Yeah.
At 9 a.m.
Shower beer. What about you guys?
Mine is a yes.
Yes. Cass, no?
I've been working this whole time.
Well, so have I.
Me too.
Ain't no point doing it sober.
Yeah. It's called Sunday morning.
I can't. I'm a licensed banker. They frown on me coming to work drunk.
Yeah. Okay.
Just make sure you keep a leash on your dog.
So, Jamie and Matt,
I have a dog. Mark
you guys both down for yes?
Oh, yeah. We're all yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm the only no.
All right.
I haven't had a yes yet.
Have you entered a store without a mask on?
No.
Well, yeah, before it mattered.
We're talking COVID, Dave.
Yeah, like before like masks were a known thing.
Since they started.
No, that counts because I'm sorry. My husband was over dramatized and I thought he was going batshit crazy, and as soon as this like St. Patrick's Day he made me wear a mask.
Oh yeah, there were people like Michael Jackson masked up day one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I've worn a mask throughout the entire thing because otherwise he would have lynched me.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, like, I got a mask in the car. I still ran into 7-Eleven yesterday without it on because I just forgot it was in the car.
I went to
the gas station and grabbed beer and didn't wear one yesterday because I totally forgot.
I'd be a no.
I have a yes on that one. Finally, I finally have a yes.
I'd be a no. I behave myself.
Yep. With what's going on in our household, have to. So that I've been wearing a mask since day one. It may not be a surgical mask, but it's something over my face, over my nose and mouth. Oh, there you go.
Way to go there, Jefe. Nice. It's Hopalong Flanagan. There's a name you haven't heard before. The scourge of the Irish West.
I said the only positive thing about COVID is you can like dress up banks and robberies. I just, you know.
Well, and that could be one of your fantasies.
In a bank and having everyone come in a mask now.
Yeah.
That's always fun.
Being one that has been robbed. Yeah, absolutely.
We haven't been robbed in a while. We're due. I was told we're due, so.
You better knock on something quick.
That's always a good thing to hear.
But, you know, I already took training on, you know, hostage situations and all that. So I think I'm good.
Oh, no.
Next question.
We are actually going to do a drunken confession.
We didn't Uber here for nothing.
We Ubered here, so.
It doesn't really matter what I say.
We're gonna drink your favorite stuff, Cass.
Oh my god, the puke stuff.
The puke stuff.
The puke stuff. What's the next question, Amy?
If you could have, this is a drunken confession and no longer part of bingo.
Okay.
But if you could have a threesome with anybody, who would it be with?
Ooh.
I mean, I would be one of the three.
Well, we're talking like generally your significant other, and then a third person.
Oh.
Fair. Now, would this be...
That changes the batting order.
That changes a little bit.
I only get to pick one and not both?
I figured it would pick one, but Amy's changing it up.
It's a three-way, and then I get to watch it.
I picked one. It's open to anybody, whoever wants to have a threesome with anybody. I only picked one other person.
Oh, well, that changes my answer entirely.
Okay, so mine would be with, of course, my husband and Ruby Rose.
Because... You want to see him have to deal with anal? Like, she's a bit of a strong woman. That's
she's really tough, and
you might as well make him a sandwich too at the same time.
Right? I mean, all time, God, I mean, honestly, just for nostalgia's sake and to say I did, and because this was part of a conversation that I got wrapped up in last night, I'm going to go with Christina Applegate and Katie Sagal.
Ooh.
I'm going to want the mother daughter from, Married with Children, thing going on.
Nice.
Cheers, gentlemen.
Cheers.
On cheers, Elijah.
And sorry.
Oh, yes, cheers to that one. Got it. Here, I'll give it to you today.
It has been way too long.
Oh, I don't know. I got a couple, maybe.
Let's go ahead and tell us.
So I'm gonna go with a woman kick. So vintage Linda Carter and Gal Gadot.
Nice. Wouldn't be terrible.
Yeah.
Now, so are you going to watch the 4-hour Justice League cut that apparently vastly improves Wonder Woman's storyline?
Sure. I may not. I may even wear pants.
Good this time. Know. All right, Matt.
Well, I'll have to go with being I have to side with my wife and with myself at the same time. So it'd be the two of us. But then her laminated decision would be Patrick Stewart. But then my laminated.
Engage.
Yes. And then my laminated.
Wait.
What?
Are you talking like next generation Patrick Stewart? Or are you talking about the new Picard Patrick Stewart?
Next generation Patrick Stewart.
Or Excalibur Patrick Stewart.
That's a good call. See, or even Dune Patrick Stewart. Okay. So, you know, it could go either way. But then for myself, my laminated decision would either be Charlize Theron and or Amy Adams.
Okay.
So
there you go. She seems like a little firecracker.
Yeah. She's a redhead. So there. Those are my answers, and I'll stand by them.
Cass?
Now, see, at first I had trouble with this because I was trying to figure out who to bring in, you know, with me and my partner, Tom. And I'm like, well, I don't want him to be like, I was going to go with Ryan Reynolds because I'm like, well, no, that wouldn't be good because then I would just want Ryan Reynolds. No offense to my husband, but I'm like, because then it would just be a twosome. But then I'm like, oh,
get him a sandwich.
Tom, just go get us somebody, Gatorade, Tom.
Yeah, well, I was trying to think of somebody that I would want with Tom. And I'm like, all right, Jack Black. I don't know.
No, which Jack Black are you referring to?
Wow.
House of Rock?
So glad I was not
Jack
drinking.
Black,
yeah.
Or Gulliver's Travels.
I have so Nacho Libre. Many questions on how your mind went there. Like, don't ask.
Nacho Libre.
You do not want to know where my mind goes. So anyway, if we're good talking call. Like I can pick any two other people.
Yeah.
All right. Then it would be Ryan Reynolds. And...
Me, because I want to do Ryan Reynolds.
And they'll make a video called Headpool.
The guy from A Fish Called Wanda, French Kiss.
Kevin Kline?
Kevin Kline.
Kevin Kline.
I was like, John Cleese?
Loved him. he is just, there is something just so.
Michael Palin?
I love Kevin Kline.
Kevin Kline is great.
He is great. Loved him. Love him.
Yay.
I mean, he's got to be pretty good in bed. He's got Phoebe Cates as a wife, right?
Dude, that's a good score.
That doesn't mean anything. Do you see the Red Wing player's wife's, like my hall pass is Zetterberg. And okay. I believe Jeremy is like, okay, I agree to that if I can have his wife.
Full?
And I'm like, okay. But then if you compare the two, I'm like, I'm getting a shady deal.
My end of this bargain is not as good as your end of this bargain.
No, like, so you changed your mind. You want, so now you want Zetterberg's wife too.
No, it's more saying? Like, no, I need to pick a hotter guy. Like, if you get Zetterberg's wife, like, she's out of his league. Now I'm going Luke Bryan, and he can have Luke Bryan's wife.
Oh my God. You can't pick your hall pass compared to the wife.
No, I have to if I have to trade it up.
Oh my God. All right, finish the game now. Let's finish this game. Finish it.
It's your fucking game that I'm having to do.
I know, and it's pretty fucking lame, but we might as well finish it because we started it. Look at all three of them are on their phone now. We fucking bored them that they're all on their phone.
Honestly, the notification for the 8 o'clock show that we're doing just popped on all of our phones. That's what
reconnected with any old friends that you have not talked to in 3+ years during COVID?
No.
I can say no.
Specifically during this, I got to think.
I will have to say yes. I have reconnected with 3 other people that I have not talked to in eons. So I get a point for that.
Yeah, I'd say yes. Yeah.
It's my last reunion was... I can pull a yes on that one, too.
Yeah. We did a beer on the penguin chat.
You did?
Yeah, I had 5 freaking penguins in a room. It was great. Well, friends of mine are in a band called Beer on the Penguin in the late 80s, 90s.
So, I was a little confused.
Oh, I love penguins.
It was one of those PenguinCon After Dark chats. It, you know, just kind of happened. Yeah.
That's where my mind was going.
Yeah. But people were calling in from Japan and all that. It was great.
You know, when they did like the electricity to the nipples thing?
Hey, I mean, you do you.
All right.
Sorry, you missed Penguin Con.
Yeah, I didn't get an answer from Matt.
In what regard? Oh, my answer was no.
Oh, yeah, no, he said no.
My answer was no. I have not connected with anybody that I hadn't talked to 3 years ago.
All right, so Dave and Jamie are tied. So the next one are the winners.
Tiebreaker.
So let me get a good one.
Go back to masturbation.
Jamie's like, I got it. I was masturbation.
Have you made a non-essential trip to the store just to get out of your house?
Yes.
The score's still tied.
Yeah. All
right, well, you guys are both the 1 to 5, so you guys win.
Hey.
I still tied, though. We need a tiebreaker.
Then come up with a tiebreaker, Cass. Do something.
Ooh. Wow.
Where's my book? I need my book. I don't know where I put my book. Damn it.
If there were nails.
Let me grab my book.
Have you ever...
Right. Have either of you been tied up during quarantine?
No.
On purpose?
Yes.
Well, I got tangled in the extension cords while doing some lawn work.
That was
self-inflicted.
I was drinking and lawn mowing and some bad shit happened, but no.
All right. Watch porn.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still tied, ladies.
role played.
Oh, what?
I mean, like Dungeons actually and Dragons?
Role played.
Actually role played.
No, because, yeah, no, haven't had that. Yeah.
No, I was doing voices on the podcast yesterday, but I don't know if that counts.
Oh my gosh. See, this is horrible. They're both degenerates. I can't get either one of them.
But only in specific circumstances. Yeah, like, yeah. Apparently we have the same silos we play.
No. Off the top of my head, have you guys been hungover and drank immediately as soon as you woke up to hair the dog?
That's the only way to recover, is it not?
See, number one, I don't get hangovers, but I have been still buzzed and just kept rolling, which was the answer to the drinking before 10 a.m. question.
Ah, there you go. I'm a no. Shower? Sounds like you were a yes on that.
Yeah.
Dave All right, wins. Dave won.
Hey.
So all right, cool. Wins.
Give him a bell. Give him a bell.
I'm going to take my book of tricks away now. I no longer need my book of tricks. All right, Amy, next Drunken Confessions before we wrap this bitch up.
Where's she at?
This debacle. Right. Yeah, speaking of tied up in bondage,
yeah. Into the tying up.
All right. Do you believe in good luck charms? If so, what is your good luck charm?
Absolutely.
Really?
And she's right around my neck, right here.
What is it? We can't see it.
I know you can't. I'm looking at it. A Saint David.
Okay, good.
Saint David.
I know you can't. I don't want you to. Nah.
Yeah. My it's Saint David. My daughter gave it to me, and I got really had some pretty good luck over the next couple of days, so I haven't stopped wearing it since.
That's okay. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Is it like a patron saint or something?
Yes. I can't remember what, but because I've been drinking, so don't ask.
I just say yes, and I'm like, yeah.
All right, Jamie, do you have one?
A medallion? Yeah, I got one on. Can't have this hairy of a chest and not have a medallion.
Are you just trying to take your shirt off again?
I am.
I got
busted shirtless in a Zoom.
You get busted shirtless.
I walked up shirtless.
You got shirtless.
I got shirtless. Yeah.
And then you got busted.
Do I have a lucky charm? Do I have a lucky charm?
I did call you out on the whole shirtless thing.
I love my leather jacket from the 80s. I love my leather jacket. It's got a lucky rabbit's foot on it. It's got just all kinds of accessories. And that's kind
I don't
of
think
a
I own anything from the 80s except for like my yearbook.
Yeah, so it's I can actually zip it too, which is pretty phenomenal.
Impressive. I do remember that jacket. Yeah. I've seen that jacket. That is an impressive jacket.
So I'll wear it out on retro nights. That's kind of a lucky charm.
I don't have an actual lucky charm. I do have a lucky number.
Does it start with a 6?
And end with a 9?
No.
It's 609.
Is there someone in the middle?
It's 68, and I owe you one. Bad joke.
All right, Dave, do you have a lucky charm?
No, I don't think I have a lucky charm. I got a box of lucky charms in the pantry, but no. No, I do. I've got a leather trench coat and a leather bomber jacket that I've had since shit 87 that are still floating around.
I was 4.
Huh?
I said I was only 4 years old.
Thanks for that. I used to have a whole thing where like I've got a one of the Red Wings jerseys that I have, Sergei's jersey that I got like signed in the locker room after one of the cup wins, used to be like my, hey, something really big is coming up, I'm throwing that on, like just because it like kind of made me feel a little bit cocky and rolling a little bit better. But I mean, like, you know, as far as like medallions, charms, that kind of stuff, no.
What about you, Cass?
I don't believe in lucky charms, so no, I don't have anything.
They're really good, though, with milk.
The marshmallows are amazing.
Add a little Bailey's, they're phenomenal.
Amy, what was yours?
I don't actually have a charm. Honestly, my lucky number. Charm is my wedding band.
Mm.
But I have a lucky number that I've stuck with since I was like 17 years old.
What's the number and why?
It's 22. And it actually has to do with my birthday plus my best friend's hockey jersey number. And it kind of fell in line. Okay. Throughout my life, throughout many years. So 22 is always a number, and I always hit 22 on Keno when I play it. So,
well, there you have it.
That's a lucky number.
So now there is something I will rub from time to time. For
yeah, you're sure thinking that'd be your lucky charm,
Jamie. Three times yesterday.
Yeah. There are some
we
pretty.
We don't let you rub it. You just told
that's right. If you want to have sex, roll over and rub it once. If you don't, roll over and rub it about 30, 40 times.
And I'm not
the
man. Genie comes out.
Okay, no comment.
Somebody tried me on that one. It didn't work.
All right. So what
is it, Jamie?
I'm going to really regret asking this question. Jamie, what do you rub for guilt?
My cat.
You rub your pussy.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So that sounds like a euphemism.
You started it.
All right. So after our show, you can stay tuned to on Podcast Detroit. They are going to the Man Cave is going live next, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And we're going to be annihilating ourselves with some bourbon.
These bottles haven't been cracked yet.
Nope.
Cass and I are going to be in the background just messing with you guys.
Please.
To let you
perfect.
Know.
Fair enough.
Because that's what we do.
But you can mute us.
Oh, no, I'll shoot you the link. You can hop in. That's part of the fun.
Jeez.
So it's again, not the first time I've heard that, baby.
So again, Mitt and Jamie, thank you for joining Drunken Confessions. Can you give our listeners your websites and your podcast information so that they can tune into you as well?
It is all Man Cave Happy Hour.
Yeah, mancavehappyhour.com. Man Cave Happy Hour on your Facebook, on Instagram, Man Cave Happy HR on Instagram.
Even. Twitter, yeah.
On the Twitter. So
on the Twitters.
On the Twits.
Not enough letters.
So, yeah, all the socials, even online, mancavehappyhour.com.
And naturally through the Podcast Detroit website.
And there it is. So, yeah, you can find us.
All right, guys. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. And again, Cass and I are here every Thursday or Wednesday night.
What day is it?
Also, we do our hangover edition on Friday night, and we decided it's called the hangover edition because most likely we're hungover the following day after Friday night's live Zoom.
Safe bet.
I've been there.
Our cheers for tonight. Everybody raise your glass.
Oh, I failed.
Raise your Corona.
Here's to the doing and drinking. Not sitting and thinking.
Cheers.
Super cheers.
Super
cheers.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo. Thanks again, guys. We love you.